Why are women sluts and men studs? This is a common question to which everyone subconsciously knows the answer and applies to any word that implies promiscuity. The premise is, why are women shunned in society for having a large number of partners, and why are men lauded for it? On the surface, this does indeed seem to be a double standard. In a world of equality, treating one gender differently from another seems unfair and discriminatory. The unspoken assumption of this is that there is an equal balance of power between the genders. It assumes that men and women are the same and have the same drives, goals, and desires when it comes to sex, and we're both blessed with the same abilities to convince a member of the opposite gender to engage in intercourse. Broadly speaking, it is a self-evident truth that women are in control of when consensual sex occurs. In the description, I have included two links to videos that demonstrate that unsolicited offers of sex from an attractive person of the opposite sex are unambiguously declined by the women involved, whereas they are accepted by 50% of the men, albeit after some investigation of the motives involved. It is obvious that men are more likely to accept offers of sex with an attractive woman if there are no strings attached. If he is not likely to suffer any negative consequences, then he will gladly take part. Women will refuse the offer of sex, and if the reactions of the women in the example videos is anything to go by, they will do it with dismissal, disdain, or outright revulsion. Why is this? Whenever someone asks you for something, it gives you power over that situation. You get to determine whether the request is approved or denied. It also gives you the power to extract something of equal or greater value from the person in exchange for your acquiescence that you would not have been able to attain without their desire for what you possess, because they came to you first. It gives you the power to extract from them what you want with much greater ease than if you did not hold this power. Power is absolute. You either have it or you do not have it, and if you do not have it, someone else has it. If you have the power to say yes or no, and you say yes, you transfer that power to the person asking, because now they have power over you in the form of your obligation to perform the actions you have promised. So what does it mean when a man asks 100 women for sex and they all say no, and a woman asks 10 men for sex and 5 of them say yes? It means that obtaining the agreement to have sex is something highly sought after by men, and that it is something that is not sought after by women at all. Not a single woman wanted to have sex with the handsome gentleman that approached them. Why? The women in the videos fully understand that sex is something in high demand, and it is in high demand by men. When you possess something that is in demand, the value of what you possess rises. Women understand that men desire sex very highly, and they have the power to give or withhold it. This gives them the power to command the situation as they see fit, and something of value is rarely given away for free, even if it took no efforts to acquire it in the first place. So why are women called sluts and men called studs? It is the same reason that women who hit men are looked upon by society at large as strong and empowered, and men who hit women are regarded as cowardly scum. Men are naturally larger and physically stronger than women by entire orders of magnitude. Even the strongest women are only as strong as an average man. This is not a good or bad thing, it is just a fact. There is a link in the description to demonstrate this. In a physical confrontation between a man and a woman, before any other factors are considered, the man has a considerable advantage over his female adversary. He does not have to earn his physical superiority. It is a consequence of evolution, and so he holds the power in this situation by default. Why does power matter? To quote Jesus Christ, to whom much has been given, much will be expected. To quote Voltaire, with great power comes great responsibility. Any abuse of power is a negative act, no matter how small and insignificant it may seem. When you willfully exploit your position of dominance, you are directly acting in a way that is selfish, petty, tyrannical, malicious, or narcissistic, some or all of those negative actions. This is the very root of the concept of generosity. You have the power to say no, but you say yes, because the other person requires something from you that comes at your own expense, and because you are a kind and generous person, you give them what they want. Before anyone misinterprets that as a suggestion to be generous with consenting to intercourse, I'm not recommending anyone be generous with consenting to intercourse. Women who have many partners appear to be abusing their power, because it automatically creates an inference, whether it is actually true or not. That inference is that because it was possible for them to leverage something of equal or greater value from the men who wanted to have sex with them, then they must have done so, because we also know that something of value is rarely given away for free. It is this perceived abuse of power that gives the word slut such hurtful and emotional impact. With one word, that person has directly stated that they believe you are a selfish, petty, tyrannical, malicious, and narcissistic person, and they are directly stating that you exploit other people. These are terrible qualities that nobody in their right mind would want to be associated with. They represent some of the worst aspects of the human character. Any abuse of power does. There is a damn good reason that, to men, the word wife-beater is so derogatory as to provoke utter revulsion, but that, for women, the word husband-beater does not even exist. It is the same reason that there is no masculine equivalent of slut, nor could there ever be. You cannot shame a person who is not holding the power. Shame is the way that power is kept in check in social interactions. If you were wondering, a man is called a stud because he managed to make a large number of women with the power to say no to him, say yes instead, and voluntarily give the man what he wanted without asking anything for it in return. He has gained what he wanted at no cost to himself, something that usually requires the effort of a relationship to attain. As an anecdotal note, it seems that women use the term slut more often and with far more vehemence than men. I cannot prove this, but I think you'll agree from your own direct experience that women are much more offended by other women's behaviour in this regard, and there is a far greater depth of feeling when they brand another woman a slut. From a male's perspective, it's not really all that derogatory. This may come from the nature of the accused slut appearing excessively submissive by transferring her power to so many men. Saying yes gives the man power of obligation over the woman. Before anyone screams, I am not saying that women are obliged to have sex with men. I am saying that once you make an obligation to transfer the power to the other person, for example, if I promise to help you move, I am obliged to show up and help you move, or I look like a bad person for promising things I am not doing. Obviously, in the case of sexual intercourse, this principle is overridden by the principle of choice and the right to say no, but that does not mean the obligation did not exist. I'm sure that in most people's experience, it is normal for the obligation of consenting to sex to usually be followed by consensual sex, so the obligation is automatically met. I found a post on a comment section somewhere on some blog on the internet that I can't remember that may shed some light on this. I know that does not sound like the most reputable source, but remember, we must not commit an ad hominem fallacy. You must attack the argument and not the source of the argument, because even if you win, the argument still stands. I quote, "Additionally, many women will resent her because she lowers the market value of sex and leaves other women with less leverage to use it as a tool for acquiring commitment from men. As a consequence, it seems to be women who use the word slut as an insult as much or even more than men," end quote. I agree with this in principle. Anyone who owns something of value and sees someone else actively devaluing their possession will naturally want to lash out at that person to make them stop. I realize how this does not take into account other factors, and there are many life events that may account for a high number of partners, and I realize that even though many or most women who do feel this way probably do not act this way. This is merely a logical argument for the reasons that the word slut is more cutting when it comes from another woman. Find more on facebook.com/allyouneedtodoisthink.